Blog Talk Radio.
Get heard. Hear it now on the Creation Station that plays hits you never heard.
Get heard. Hear it now.
With your hosts, Nat Neely and Morrow Hall.
Get heard. Hear it now.
Get heard. Hear it now. Yo, what up, everybody? I'm back. Welcome back to another edition of the Get Heard Show. It's your boy, Mac Neasy. Gonna give it to you one more time on this Sunday. I'm talking about tonight, y'all. Do we conceal the truth or reveal the truth? Because it seems like nowadays that the lie is the truth and the truth is the lie. I'm confused. Is people afraid of the truth? Or are you just comfortable living a lie? Oh, yeah, I'm talking big shit tonight. And I want your ass to press that number one and get in where you fit in. Because we got all kind of new exclusives for you tonight. It's the Get Heard Show, y'all. I'm talking about it, and I'm doing it. Because today is a good-ass day. Right here on the Get Heard Show.
Past island Japan and just come up with my own island and land.
been past the moon. Bars ain't far. I've been around the greatest entertainers of stars. A youth uncouth without a shred of proof. Low key.
Station that plays them hits, y'all. If you tuned in, then you definitely in the right spot, because can't nobody do it like I do it right here on the Get Heard Show. station that plays them hits, y'all. It's the Get Heard Show. It's your boy Mac, and he's doing what I love to do every Sunday, and that's play some good music. Off the top, I'm over there grooving. I don't know about y'all and shit, but I'm getting my groove on. Tonight's topic, y'all, is do we conceal the truth or reveal the truth? The majority of people today are getting their information from the media, through social media, and word of mouth. Even if it's not even totally the truth, people still are just brainwashed. They brainwashed to believe whatever they accept by their chosen authorities, whatever they tell them. Hence, that develops their belief system. But my question today is, why are people afraid of the truth and so comfortable living a lie? You can feel free to call in. The number is 347-884-9973. 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press that number one, and we're going to chop it up. Matter of fact, the lines is already blowing up. I'm going right in, y'all. It's the Get Her Show. Yo, 918-695, what's happening?
I'm just chilling. What's up with it, man? What's up with it, man?
Ain't too much, man. I'm in my driver's seat, you know, doing my thing, trying to get it in tonight.
Already, I was listening to them little songs you was playing before you, you know, so I started talking. That was nice. I liked them. But, and also, and I'm hearing what you're saying, I mean, it's true. Like, man, people are scared of the truth, man, because it's scary. You know what I mean? It's scary, man. Like, it's something, sometimes the truth is just something you don't want to hear because, you know what I mean, it's something you're not going to like, you know what I mean? And that's why people sometimes are just look at the lies and they just want to take it and be comfortable, you know what I mean, because it's kind of like helping them to just, you know what I'm saying, I guess cope what will come, you know what I mean? I guess if that's what you're talking about, if we're getting on the, you know, the worldly shit, but, yeah, just people just scared of the truth. Truth is scary, man. You know what I mean? But it's different truths. You know, it depends, you know.
See, our perceptions of reality varies in everybody. But it's a trip. It's a trip because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine a day ago. This is what kind of brought me to this. And I was really trying to spread some truth and some knowledge on her. But she was like, I ain't trying to hear that shit, man. Why you talking that crazy shit? Whoopie, whoopie, whoo. And then I'm so passionate about this information that I research and I receive. And I sit in on conversations with very upscale people. And I like to pass that on to the people that I know and I care about. So it kind of threw me for a loop. And I was like, damn, I found myself in my feelings. So, I got off that call, and I was fucked up. I'm like, damn, all I was trying to do was wake you up. You know, it's sad to me that in the times that we live in, that everybody is afraid of the truth. And they want to label you crazy if you speaking the truth. But if I'm telling some motherfucking lies and shit, then they all with that. They repeat it. They roll it with you. They all, yeah. And that's some bullshit. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying today, I'm like, why is everybody so comfortable with the lies? You know, as opposed to you got people out here, you know, just fronting and shit. They comfortable living that lie. Mm-hmm. But you can't live in the lie forever because the truth will come out. So, you know, like the older people, you know, our elders and shit, you know, we call them a little blunt, you know, because they just give it to you uncut. And they just say whatever. But if you really take time to receive it, they really be speaking some real truth. And that's, once again, what we're talking about, why, you know, people be afraid of the truth. And that shit just be kind of tripping me out, you know. So, you know, but on the flip side, I got a call this morning from that same friend. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know if she went to church today and was feeling, you know, filled with the spirit and was, you know, feeling real good. But she came back to tell me that, you know, she received it, but she had posted that shit on her little Facebook shit and it was just going off. And people was like, damn, where did you get that from? you know, damn, that shit's true. And I just start smiling because it's like, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, now you believe me. Now you feeling me because, you know, what your social media family, you know, was telling you that they was digging. But when I was trying to give it to you from my heart, we wasn't even trying to hear that shit. You know, she bagged me up and told me, you can't worry about everybody. You got to worry about yourself. And that's the part that kind of broke me down. I'm like, damn, this we just living in such a selfish world. And I'm not really no selfish person, you know, just for an example, right here, right now, I'm playing artists, you know, major artists, independent artists, you know, I support motherfuckers that ain't even on the line to support their own product. But so how can I be selfish? You know, but from my walk in life, all I could do is spread love and share love and show love.
Yeah.
And don't worry about nothing else.
And sometimes it's how they was raised, you know what I mean? Sometimes people just it's how they their environment when they was growing up, how they you know, what was their surroundings like? You know what I mean? Because sometimes you got to be talked to. Some people just, I don't know, they get it on their own, but majority of the time, no, they're not going to get it on their own. It's their upbringing. How's their upbringing? And that's how I feel. That's why you get those type of people, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, after I got off the call today, I walked away smiling because I was like, okay, damn, she get it. She got it. Whether it came from encouragement from her Facebook friends or whoever, however, whatever, I ain't tripping. I was just like, damn, because I was really in my feelings when I was trying to give her that game.
It took her to get it. Yeah.
Yeah. That shit deep, though. So I'm just be tripping off of life, you know. You know, people, they want to talk about it, but they don't want to be about it. And when you come over here, you're going to get the real deal, uncut, real talk, because we do nothing but be about it. It's the Get Heard Show, y'all.
Okay.
Everybody should be singing along right about now, y'all. It's the Get Heard Show, the creation station that plays them hits, y'all. That was Bill about it, because that's exactly what we do right here every Sunday night, y'all. Independent music. That's what this platform is all about. Do we conceal the truth or reveal the truth? And why is everybody so comfortable living a lie? That's a nice topic, y'all. Like I said, you can call in. The number is 347-884-9973. 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press that number one when you get here, and we can chop it up, y'all. Hey, the lives is blowing up. I'm going to still go to the lives and see what's happening, y'all.
Okay.
Yo, 918-271, what's up with you?
Oh, man, nothing too much, man. Just sitting back enjoying the radios, man. I appreciate the love, man. I got to give it up to the Get Heard Show, man. I've been busy because I tried to call in last time, but I think you was out of network last Sunday. But, yeah, man, a lot of people don't like to hear the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because I get a lot of people, especially dealing with, you know, trying to run this label and stuff like that, a lot of people don't want to hear. They think you're crazy or something like that, you know. But, you know, I like for someone to tell me, okay, if I'm wrong, I have to think about, yeah, I got my little pride and everything. But at the end of the day, truth is truth, period. If you
right.
can't, if you can handle it, you don't, I mean, seriously, you don't, I mean, you, a business, especially when it comes to business. And when it comes to business and things, people don't like to hear it. Sometimes, and it just, I mean, and it's going to come out, especially if you hide and stuff, and you saying this, and this even with a female, you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Even with a female, you know, you like,
mm-hmm.
if you got the one female, and you sit up there, it's going to catch up to you, so you might as well just go and tell the truth. If you going to play, be single to be play, to play, you know, and we, you know, as men, we like to play around. I mean, not all.
Oh.
I ain't gonna say every, all of us, but you know what I'm saying. It's sometimes in our nature, but it's good to go ahead. I mean, just to come catch up with you anyway. So you know what I'm saying. You can lie all day. I don't like living a lie. You know what I'm saying. I don't lie good. I can't tell. I mean, seriously, I can't do it. But you know, some people just go through it. You know what I'm saying. Just blind to people, I mean, but it catches up with you, you know.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, but
might as well tell the truth out the gate. Because when you can tell the truth and be real with it, that cuts out 80% of the bullshit. So it won't come back and bite you.
Right,
you know.
Right. I'm gonna give you an example. You know, about a couple of years ago, you know, I was dealing with this female, you know, whatever. But I wanted to mess with. I just wanted to see what this other female was talking about. So I was like, man, I'm just gonna go on and tell the truth. And she respected me more by telling her the truth. And it was
That's
like,
right.
okay. So
That's
mean,
right.
it's better. It to me, it's better. To tell the truth, and then just to be lying because it's going to catch up with you in the end. So, this point, period, point blank, I mean, regardless.
That's a trip that you say that because I was just about to share one of my little old experiences, you know, like, you know, a little minute ago, you know, it was a little honey that, you know, I was at a function and she was digging me, I dig her, you know.
Wow.
And you know, we chopped it up and I told her what my situation was and she respected that shit. And, you know, then we kicked it. But then, you know, we bumped the wall, walked away.
Yeah.
But do you know what, nigga? See, when you say I was out the network, that last week I was in Vegas and shit. So I ran into her out in Vegas. So
Right.
Nigga, next thing you know, I'm back in the car with no problem. Even
no
after
problem.
We just parted ways. Because it was just about being real. And being 100,
right.
that shit cuts out
right.
all that bullshit.
And I got more than what I expected at the whole deal just because I came like that. Because she was like, I didn't, you know, but she said, I can respect that. You see what I'm
right.
saying? She said, I can respect that. She's like, whenever you feel like you know, you want to come, I understand. So, you know, it's that way they'll have a decision if they want to mess with you or not. That way it won't be, you know, oh, I didn't expect that. You see what I'm saying? But when I told the truth,
this is good game for the young players out there that's listening. And just keep it real, and you know, like, you know, you got these cats out here that's, you know, they at the club flossing, you know, they in there,
right,
you know, turning it up, you know, cashing out the bar and shit, and then they get the fine honey that they want to pull that night, but they up here comfortable lying to the bitch, you know what I'm saying? And you know, she might want to be like, hey, I want to come to your crib. But here it is, homeboy on these 22s, he's 24, but he living at home with his mama. And he going to tell her, you know, my crib is, I'm getting some work on my crib right now, you know what I'm saying? I can't really bring you through. And, you know, they just keep on going. And in the end, it ends up blowing up in your face. And see, that's just not cool, because it's going to come back and bite you in the end. So,
right.
You know, just be 100 with it.
Yeah, because that way they can have a choice. That way they'll have the choice. You see what I'm saying? You know, if they want to fool with you, then it's expected, hey, if I don't answer my phone, you already know. If I don't respond back, you already know. I mean, seriously. So, I mean, you know, I mean, that's on the other end with your lady, too. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it can go both ways, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is sometimes.
All I like to say is just keep your pimping respectful. And you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna
get hurt. That's what I do. I keep it respectful, and I know how to drive in my lane. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
right.
It's not even just with the youngsters. It's with the older cats, too. I ain't gonna even say it's just youngsters either, because it's older guys too. You know what I mean? So I see it all both ways. You know what I mean? So yeah.
So tell me this. You running the label? You got the you know, some new hot shit. Can you give my listeners you know, introduce y'all new hot single?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, Jackpot South Music Group, man. Barville, a.k.a. Bavoom, you know what I'm saying? Man, the producer, man, y'all need tracks or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Holler at me. And, Bags, man, a new single, Bags. And also check out that Dripping. It's hot. It's blowing up the circus, man, on Pandora and everything else, called Dripping. And we got a new single out. And I think Matt's going to play it for y'all and see what y'all think about it. I always let the fans judge and let them pick it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of stuff I don't like, but I got to respect the fans. But anyway, but I appreciate you, Matt, man, for, you know, just letting people, you know, get their stuff heard. And you play it, man, that's why you're going to go a long way, man. You're going to get to the top, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
what's up. That's what's up.
And I got your back all the way through it.
Yeah. Hey, one love. It's Ray Feligro with them Bags. Right here on the Get Her Show, y'all.
Yep.
Through the city, gang with me, forgotten God. Bitch, I'm my Camaro, drinking gold. want it so bad.
Come on, man.
You mad? New honey's feeling not the bad.
Not the bad.
We in there getting money real fast. Watch him do his dad. We got him hating on it so bad.
Watch me shine.
on and the air's all clear. Those that saw me here have a new kind of fear. Throw that rope around the fan, take that one extra clip. Put a bullet in that gun, I mean whatever, seals the deal. Hey man, nice shot, 3-point line. Think I'm about to get quiet. Pop, pop, puppet, better tuck your little tail. The equivalent of me here in the booth is cranking up the scale. And I know that worry you, my clock growing disturbing you. My shining kinda hurting you, and that's the type of bitch that make me feel guilty. My conscience is filthy, sorry that I'm silky. 740 smooth as butter, KB baby. It's when I pull up to the spot, club on lock. Got these women choosing from the bezel on my watch. They paying time is money, well I got a lot of time. Know I'm on my grind, you ain't messing with me, homie. Watch me shine, watch me shine, watch me shine. You ain't messing with me, homie. Watch me shine, watch me shine, watch me shine. You ain't messing with me, homie. Ha ha.
Right here on the Crazy Station, and plays them hits. That's my boy Ice Cold J. Right here, man, Ice Cold J making some major moves, y'all. He got his own liquor out. All y'all in Oklahoma, y'all need to be supporting this cat. It's called Maze Gin. It's the new, we call it the new Viagra out here. You know what I'm saying? It's the honey gin. So, you know, like I said, y'all got niggas be talking about they bossing up and shit. No, niggas like that, that's real bossing up. Tracks is fat, got liquor, got models. Y'all go check Ice Cold J out. He's doing big things. I show much love and support because I love that cat movement. You always come to the Get Her Show, you're going to hear some new shit. Right here, y'all. Keep on going to the line, see what's up. 918-695. Tell me what you think about that track right there.
Yeah, I like that, man, for real. I like how you did that, for real. I mean, and I like the one that was before that one, too. Both of them tracks are nice, though. I like that. I ain't know they was smoking home. I'm like, hey, what's his name again?
Ice Cold J. He got his own liquor. It's in the liquor store. It's about to go nationwide. Liquor stores in Oklahoma City. I know Oklahoma City got it. And y'all support this guy's movement because Oklahoma is on the rise. Let me go to the line bring Bring Jack Fossout back and yo B.
Yeah.
What you
talking
about that track right there?
Man, I like it, bro. I'm from Texas anyway. You know, I'm in Texas currently, but you know, I'm always be a 918. You know what I'm saying,
right.
Nigga? So don't forget that one. You know what I'm saying? I support that.
Right.
Shout out to Cash on Deck too, my nigga Antonio, Big Crit. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to him. You know what I mean? So,
that's right.
And
that's
they
right.
Group, man, Green Country and all them, man. They're my niggas, man, right there. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I'm always, you know, I come down there every month. So, I'm down there. You know what I mean? That's my home. And it's, you know, and that's always going to be to the cradle to the grave on that. You know what I mean?
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Everything we do, Jack Pie, you know, I'm representing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm representing from Tulsa, you know what I'm saying? From Oklahoma, period. All through Oklahoma. You know what I mean? So yeah.
That's right. See, you just heard some feedback on your artist, Ray Caligo, right here live in real time on the Get Her Show.
Yeah.
You like
your
track, man?
Yeah, man. We got more, man. We got so much heat, bro. It's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So we just try to put out one thing at a time. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, I support all my niggas down in Oklahoma City. So, you know, even I heard some cats from, what's that little country town around there, man? Them cats is doing their thing too around there too, man, around on the outskirts of Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, much love to them too. You know what I mean? Yeah.
See, the whole key to the game is we gotta everybody gotta support everybody. That's how we come up, y'all. You know, that's the most important thing of this independent game. Is showing that love and support.
True shit.
That's the way we come up, y'all.
You already.
Hey, 100, what's the name of that track you sent me?
To be honest, man, I got it. To be honest, just saying I'm just a different, just saying I'm me, man. I'm always on me, and I'm just being honest with you. You know what I mean? I just keep it 100 with you, just like the name.
Yeah.
That's a motherfucking dope ass track, though, man. It's different. It's different. I'm just saying I'm just a different type. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. You know what I mean? We all different. Everybody got, you know what I mean, they own way, but. Just saying, this is me, and I'm always gonna be me. I'm never gonna be a fake ass nigga. Never gonna change.
Oh no, gotta keep it 100. It ain't no other way.
Gotta keep it 100.
So what inspires you, man? When you writing these days?
Man, I'm writing these days, man. Inspiring me, man. It's just the love for me, period, man. And I just love making music, man. Like, and just every day, like, I come in, you know what I mean, come in my little booth, and I just listen to a beat, man, and just write to it. Like, I just, it's like, it's kind of like practice, but I'm just every day just making, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. making something new. That, and then, like, you know, so I love just hearing new, like, I love making something new. I listen to it for a couple days, and then that inspired me to go make another one, you know what I mean? That inspired me, just making more, you know what I mean? I just love making music, man. I love, period. And really just shit, another inspiration to shit, my family, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get it for them, you know what I'm saying? I want to do something big for my moms one day, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's just, you know what I mean? For real, you know what I mean? Because my family, everything, and everybody that stay true with me, you know what I mean? For real. Everybody that stay down with me, I got, you know what I mean? I got them, but, you know what I mean? That's just, that I got a small circle, you know what I mean? Because I'm only going to fuck with niggas that's true with me, you know what I mean? That's loyal to me, and that's just straight up, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's the way to be, man. You know, like you say, your name is 100. You got to keep it 100 all day and all
time. Exactly.
So I appreciate you, you know, hanging out at the Get Heard show. And matter of fact, I'm going to play that shit right now.
Yeah. A nigga was just vibing and shit to this beat, you know what I'm saying? Smoking with the can folk, and I was just like, and I just want to make something, you know what I mean? It's simple, but I'm going to vibe to that shit, you know? I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different type motherfucker. I don't do it like the others. I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different type motherfucker. I don't do it like the others. I'm a different type motherfucker. But they think that I am the same. But I know that I am not. While I'm making my damn plots, trying to lock down my damn spot. Yeah, it's just jumping to make my shit pop. Cause I know that I am hot. Just wait till they see the boy top. Maybe then they give me props. When they see how the boy rock, I know they look at me now. I'm a hell of a saying, wow. I'ma make my peace so proud. I'ma always rep the town. Wherever I the town, city fucking stay. Doing up the eights. For the high living, seeing my vision with no limits, no permission. Staying up on my own, bringing the money home, staying up in my zone. I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different type motherfucker. I don't do it like the others. I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different type motherfucker. I don't do it like the others. I'm a different type motherfucker. I really don't have to explain. Rather start winning than just the beginning. I'm coming so ribbon, I'm never pretending. Trying to build to a million, I gotta start getting all of my shit. Gotta drink just to be rich. Whipping that form, payments from torn. The mason I'm going, I know that it's coming. I know that I'm about to be here. This is my year, yeah, I know this is it. I gotta go grizzly, I'm about to throw fits. That won't see me uplift, yeah, I gotta remind them. Cause they will forget the way that I'm with it. You know that I get it, get tracked and I flip it. You know that they bang, so don't ask me again. You already know that I ain't the same. I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different type motherfucker. I'm a different
different type motherfucker.
Right here on the Creation Station, it plays them hits, y'all. That
yeah.
was To Be Honest by 100. Boy, you need
yeah.
to wipe your mouth. I know you got some, boy, the way that shit was flowing, you might got some shit coming outside of your mouth right there. What are you going on, that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? You need to get a napkin and wipe the corners because, boy, that shit is flowing. And like you say, it was different. Matter of fact, we gonna get this in real time. Yo, B.
Yeah.
Give a man some feedback on that one.
Hey, what you say? What you say, Nat?
Give my man some feedback on that one.
And that's on point, bro. That's on point, man. I so much love to anybody that takes the time out because it's creativity, bro. And I mean, dude, if you taking the time, because sometimes a lot of people don't understand doing this music is like a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, but it's a 9-to-5 that you like to do. You know what I'm saying? So you got to put your work in. Hard work pay off. I mean, period. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
But everybody like to do something they want to do because a lot of people don't like going to them 9-to-5 jobs, but they do it just to support their family or pay the bills. You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, you always got – what's the use of making money if you can't enjoy the money? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you can't enjoy the money, for real, man, it ain't any use of working. You know what I mean? If you can't enjoy yourself with it, you know what I'm saying? But that's the whole purpose of making money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to enjoy and take vacations and spend your money if you want to do something. If you want to just be an entrepreneur, you use that. You use that avenue to make your creation and what you put into it to something that you can make money off of. And sometimes it ain't even all about the money. It's about what you like to do. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I love doing this. I love getting on this MPC. I work with all kinds. I work with Fruity Loops. I got MPC, Fruity Loops. I got Logic. I got Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I try to expand my whole mind with it, you know what I'm saying? So that way, if I do somebody's studio, you know, whatever, I can work all the programs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, a lot of people prefer Fruity Loops. A lot of people prefer Logic, Pro Tools, whatever they do, their creation, they better at. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It don't even matter. I just like using all of them, man, because I can get something out of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what I got out of this, man, is what both of you cats is saying is y'all perfecting y'all crap. You know, taking the mindset of a 9-to-5, but you building on an empire. So you can't and get great at the same time. So that's why I wanna put y'all together. You know, he hears some of your artists on your label, you hear some of his music, and we get this feedback in real time and let everybody know where they at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
All coming up.
Go ahead. I'm my fault. I'm sorry to cut y'all. Go ahead.
You good. That's just the whole premise of the Get Her Show. Real simple.
Yeah.
It's just the whole premise.
Yeah. And see, I just took the time too. I thought I knew everything about making beats and everything. So since I've been going to this Full Sail, man, they got a certificate. I mean, if anybody listening, whatever, man, go on that certificate, man, and they'll send you the Mac, all that stuff, bro. And you know, me, my problem was it's like reading notes, and so I got now I'm in this. In this schooling, I'm like, man, now I got to read notes. You know what I'm saying? I can hear things. I'm good at picking up sound. You know what I'm saying? I can do, you know, just by ear. But just going through this school is making me, it's enhancing my creativity. So I was like, man, I thought I knew things, but just going through the school, I'm like, man, okay, it's enhancing me. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a good thing, man. So, because I'm dedicated, this is what I do every day. You know what I'm saying? I go to school and I got to make time to do beats because the school's so overwhelming sometimes because, you know, online classes is kind of like bam, bam. But, man, it's a good learning process, man, and it's like, okay, yeah, okay, I can increase my producing and stuff like that. So, man, it's a good thing, man. I suggest anybody that want to really learn music, especially the business first, you got to learn the business first. Learn that business first. And then, you know, you can do music all day. You see what I'm saying? Because I got beats for days. But at the same time, I want to learn the business. That's why I went to school. I was like, okay, I want to learn the business. But first of all, they give you the business. But I don't want to take up too much time. But that's just, you know, my opinion.
Preach that.
Man, because if you're going to get into this business, and it's not even so much the money, but if you expect to make money off and let people hear it, you got to know the business of it, the business side of it, man, because I thought I knew until I just got some knowledge. You know, this is good. A lot of niggas don't like to read. You know what I'm saying? I tell my partners that's trying to run labels and trying to, I'm like, dude, you got to get into this stuff and read it. You see, it's in contracts, all that stuff, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you can do the music all day, but if you don't learn the business side, you're going to get screwed with your music, man, with your own creation. You see what I'm saying? If you don't know the business first. You see what I'm saying? You got to learn the business first, the business side of it first, because it's all a business. Everything, especially when you want people to hear it and you expect to make something out of it, out of your slang, out of your different words that you didn't put in everybody's copy. Seriously, you got to learn the business of it. Yeah. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to take too much time. Like I said, go ahead, Matt. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love.
That was good, though. That was preached out. I mean, whoever listening, they needed to hear that, though.
Business side. Got to, man. Got to. That's the first thing you have to learn is the business side of it. Yeah, because you don't want nobody taking your copyrights. You can get money off somebody stealing something off of you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, so, man, you know, it's just,
now,
like I said, it's just.
You heard college right here, you know. You know, everybody, you know, teaching one another, and that's what it's about. You know, coming to this platform, having fun, sharing information, encouraging the next person. That's real big. Because we all walk away at the end of the night with something that you didn't learn, that you didn't receive, and something to think about and build on. So I'm loving everybody's take on the business. If you're on the live, you know, press that number one, you can get in. Right here on this conversation. Matter of fact, there is a separation. Y'all check this track out. It's called A Separation. This one of my boys right here in the Ville. And y'all tell me how y'all feel. So right here, it's called K-Day, The Separation.
I'm ready.
The separation. It's K-Day, a.k.a. Kenny Clancy.
I'm from Clancy, too.
It's a miracle, baby. They ain't heard nothing lyrical lately. Ever heard the thunder roar on a steel night? My time, my truth. Welcome to real life. Yeah. And in case you didn't know,
this is what hip hop feels like.
I am your highness, of spitters united. So if you dope and you trill, I can get you invited. But if you phony and you suck, your fate has been decided. Your hate is fuel to my fire, my soul is ignited. I divided love with those who provided me guidance, surely. At a time when I was doubting myself, vision was blurry. So peasants wanna kill me, but I'm really not worried. I know you got shooters, but them shooters not Curry. They more like Kwame Brown, you started a little early. Or maybe Kobe when he fell off in his late 30s. I'm worthy of comparisons with new legends. You local, that's the difference. I can go off a bar with the J. Cole's and the kids. Consumers know I ain't ditching your butt. You don't know what you missing, bro. I was the early bloomer. You was just a late listener. On my mission to get into my designated wealth. Hit this blunt, listen up while I separate myself. I'm gone.
Only the oldest broke his biggest nose, his dopest MC, you never noticed.
Why?
Cause y'all was too busy listening to that bogus bush that they play on the radios to control
it. Hey, sons, put down them controllers.
Get y'all ass outside. I don't care if it's hot or cold. I'd be damned if you grow up to be them boys that conform to the ways of the world. Where's your pride? Lions run with lions, huh? So where's your pride?
Where's
all I see is a bunch of pussies who need they tools tied so they can't reproduce the lies y'all been living. Through my eyes, I've been given a third vision with immaculate precision that helped me make the decision that I keep attacking till they adapt that intermission.
Then what?
And I'll switch up the game plan.
Omaha, Omaha!
Just to secure a win, write my name in history, stand till it's blown away in the wind. King reincarnated, K-Day has been born again, sworn into a world of sin. Lord, forgive us, we only men, so we know not what we do.
At all.
I remember cheating on my girl with two girls, so I know not who I screw.
Wrong.
And though it's sad, it's still true. I'm the truth, I'm the one, so before you get the two, I'll be gone. It's a miracle, baby. Said they ain't heard nothing lyrical lately.
Right here on the Creation Station, that plays them hits you never heard. That's my man K-Day right there with the Separation. Independent music is what we bumping over here, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, whenever you want to hear something new, something fresh, come to the Get Heard Show every Sunday night, y'all. Fellas, tell me what y'all think about that track right there.
Man, good, man.
Good. Yeah. Man.
I like it.
Man, that cat be going hard. We did a show down in Atlanta, man. I was off to the side. I heard some people in the background. You know, they were, you know, just standing there. They was like, yeah, he got it. Yeah, you know, his husband and wife. They was critiquing that shit. I was like, I had to tell that nigga after the show, man. I heard some people in real time giving it up, you know. The nigga got a cold show. He got a cold flow. And he's perfecting his craft and going hard.
Yeah. And then,
yeah, man.
You know, don't worry about the haters, man. That's what comes with it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't got none, you ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Don't even worry about it. You know?
That's it. I'm going to go to the lines because the lines are still blowing up, y'all. Let's see what's happening.
All right.
We got another 918-384. What's happening?
Yo. Hey, K-Mac, K-Nizzy, what is this? It's the one only taking off from my T-Town.
What's up,
I wanted to say that knowledge is power.
Yeah, most definitely.
Spit that truth.
I don't know the young thing, but he said he was talking about his business and he's going to school and he's trying to learn the business aspect of it. And I like when he said that we as artists must learn the business aspect of it. And I just want to kind of jump in through that part, the tail end of that, and speak personally from my own personal experiences. Even though I didn't know the business side when I started out, I still kept writing. So I want to say to those that don't know the business, you keep writing and keep working and be diligent, and it will pay off. I also want to say that we learn as we grow, like you said, like going to school and reading books and like the Get Heard Show. You know, it's kind of, I'm not trying to shut our how should I say this, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. I'm not trying to shut our people down or our color or our race, but our kind don't like to help. And if we can get past that part, and you guys were speaking about haters, if we can just get past the haterism and people being deceitful and backbiters, we can grow. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. There's no I in team. Team to me is team. Together, E, everyone, A, achieves, M, more, team. Together, everyone achieves more. And if we come together and do this like brothers and sisters and kings and queens that we are, we could be successful. We can have the businesses. We can have our own, what you call it, radio companies and things right here in our own state. You know, we don't have to go outside of home and come back and say, well, now I left, I'm back, and here I am. We can still do this, but some people just fall short because of the lack of knowledge is how I really look at it. And then they don't know the business aspect, so it kind of hurts them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And when I say that, it's like, you know, dig in. Dig in. You know what I'm saying? We you know, what's the use of doing this music? Sometimes I know we do it just for the people that we around. But if you want to get it heard, you got to dig in. You got to dig in and know. Okay, that way you can give the – because, like, when I come down there, I got a couple of partners that I deal with, and they trying to, you know, do their thing. I tell them, man, know the business. Get in there and read some of that stuff. Get you a distributor. Get you a publisher. Just read through the contract. Just read through it. You see what I'm saying? Just read through.
Yeah, it's like, don't be so thirsty. You know what I'm saying? Don't be so thirsty.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Everybody want to get hurt. I dig that.
Yeah.
You want to get hurt, but if you don't be careful, you can get ate up, you know, because
that's
this is the ocean. It's sharks is ready to devour you up, like, you know.
Yeah.
Where they cut your throat and just leave you over there to the wolves. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you. I mean, you know, and they eat off your creativity. You know,
straight up. I mean, I heard people saying my slang, my slob, my slogan every day. Don't talk about it, be about it. I heard people in the world, the singers saying what I made way back in 1999. So I understand.
Real talk.
That's right.
Real talk.
Y'all, that's why you're appreciating the Mac, what he does. You see what I'm saying? And Mac feels no boundaries with it. He going to put anybody, everybody's stuff because that's just who he is, man. We need him like that.
Like him.
You know? So
that's how you know that he's not a hater, though. That's how you know he's not a hater. He want everybody, he want us to succeed, you know. He's not just sitting on his talent, on his God-given talent that God had blessed him with, because it's enough money for all of us to get $1 million apiece, just straight up, off the board. We can get it, but you gotta be hungry to get it, and you can't worry about what people say, and you have to know that you know that you know that you know that you can do this, you know. I like the haters, though, really personally, because
that's
people like
saying.
I strive off of that.
Me too.
Yeah, hate on me, please. Thank you. Please and thank you. You can have a front row ticket right there because that's going to be the main one that's going to buy the album because they want to see what you're talking about anyway.
Yeah. Because your female like it. You might not like it, but your female like it. You had no choice.
Hey. I bet you're going to be bumping in the car with her homegirls and her friends on their way to the club. Ooh, what you say? We crazy, y'all.
It's the truth, though. That's what goes back to the do we conceal the truth or do we reveal the truth? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, now that's why I try to support and like and share. I know sometimes I don't get the support. Like, when I put on, you know, it's a little disappointing, but, I mean, I try to share if who's ever on my page or on my Facebook page, I try to share it and like it, you know what I'm saying? No matter, I might not even like the song, but I'm still going, I'm like, especially, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm
so
still
supportive no matter what. That's a good thing.
That's a set, though. That's a set, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just why I roll, you know? You know, because everybody, you got to take the time. And people don't understand. It takes a lot to do this music. Sometimes you got to go over rapping 3 or 4 or 5 times to get it right. Maybe 10 times.
Man, I wish I could give you 5 right now. That's something. Because that is so true. People hear your music be like, you know, before it's on the radio, and they'll be like, man, why you ain't on the radio? Man, why we on her album? Man, what's going on? Hey, man, it costs money to do what I'm trying to do. And then when you're by yourself, it's really hard, too, you know? Man, that's a lot of time. Hey, that's called desire, discipline, and dedication. You got to have the 3D.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It takes grind, iron, discipline, and dedication. You got to have it.
Because some people work from 9 to 5 and they get right on it.
He said, say it again.
I got to hear that.
Yeah,
it's called desire, discipline, and dedication. You have to have the 3D. That's what I call it, y'all, 3D now.
Yeah. Because people work hard and then they get right on their mute as soon as they get off work. Because, come on. You got to respect that. You know what I mean?
And I remember me and K-Nac, we used to do stuff every day. Did we not, K-Nac? Man, if it was just me and him.
Oh, yeah.
Then we would do stuff with his brothers because they had the band and stuff. Like, we never stopped. I don't care if we was in the car. And we come up with something. I don't care if I had an eyeliner, y'all, and a napkin. I'm going to write that down real quick. Hello, somebody. Because that's just the way that we think. You know, we was like, he'll hear me like, hey, man, did you write that? And I might say, did you get that? And we'll stop what we're doing here. We'll write that. We could be in a conversation with somebody having cocktails. And somebody say something. We like, hey, man, that is a title. You need to write that down right now. And that's what we would do. And then we'd go back and work on that and come up with some real major live things.
That's good brainstorming.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's a beautiful thing when you have people that have the same desire that you have. And not only the same desire, but everybody has the equipment, you know, and people are willing to have fun together and not be hating on one another because somebody's a good singer or a good rapper, and then they smile in your face and laugh behind your back or talk about you behind your back. But it's good to come to the round table and be like, hey, I have this. What do you have? Okay, well, I got this. What do you got? Okay, well, then we can do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, it's hard. Like, for me as a female, it's hard on females. Y'all just don't understand. It's really hard.
It is. It is because, back then in the 90s, it was all kind of females. But now, it seems like a certain few, and not even a certain few now. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Especially the female. So, I understand.
I mean, with, like, raw talent, though, you know, because now, you know, they're going to go get a fake behind, I'm not gonna cut. They gonna get a fake, you know, derriere, as I would call it, and then think they got it going on. Hello, and put on some fake lashes and fake hair, and go out and be like, oh, I got good, but your lyrics probably is whack. You might not even be spitting nothing. You just want something because we know that sex sells. But sex might sell, but guess what? I'm gonna leave something to their imagination. They won't be coming back. Cake Mama was on the stage looking like a whore. Boo, girl, bye. Nah, it's little kids out there. It's little girls out there. I have nieces. I have friends that have children. You know, I'm a trendsetter. So when I hit the stage, I'm gonna hit it so hard and be rough and ready and raw at the same time that they're gonna want my autograph when I step off. It's happened to me many times. I'm not just talking. I'm telling y'all some real spit.
Right.
Mamas and daddies, who are you?
I didn't witness it, so I know you telling the truth.
Hey, man, you got footage. That's what they don't know. You got the real deal of me. Man, I am the chick that started way back in the 90s that people don't really know too much about because I only was able to put a single out because I did not have the funds or the fast money, hello, to help get me out there real quick.
And
I had to work a 9 to 5.
And see, a lot of people don't know. It don't even take that much money. It takes money, but it don't take that much money. You see what I'm saying? It don't. That's why I get this stuff on Spotify, man. Just the things I've been through running this label for about 6 years. I mean, and we just now seen a little something that come through. You know what I'm saying? And hitting.
That's
we got
good.
Tuned on Pandora. It takes a lot to get. On Pandora and iHeart and all that stuff, bro. But we sat and ring it and got into it and said, hey, man, we got to learn this business side of it. Because
come
if
on.
You don't learn the business side of it, man, you're going to get school out. You just got music out there for free. And it's
one
thing
I say, people that because of lack of knowledge. Come on now.
Yeah, and one thing I do know, even with this school, because I had to step my game up, and I'm still learning. You see what I'm saying? I'm still learning. And you never, I mean, period. You know what I'm saying?
I love the lesson because it
inspires me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, yeah. I like challenges. I like the challenge. You know what I'm
saying?
But
you know,
because
like somebody said, you got to do what you like, what you know you love to do. So that's how you know you love to do it. You like it because you love it, though. And you love it, don't you like it?
You have a passion for it. It's just like I'm down with my woman. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I treat it. I treat it like I love and embrace it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I've always been like this. Man, God is my husband, but my boyfriend is music. Hey.
Yeah, God first, always. Always.
Yeah, he's my
always,
husband,
always.
But my boyfriend is my music. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it. Yeah, that's how I look at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
so like when I come down here, man, I got a couple of partners that produce and they do their thing and they passionate about the same way. They just don't know how to get in the business aspect, and you know, and I try to tell them, and they look to me
You're their manager in a sense when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and when they got love for it, like the passion for it, I give them much game. I know, you know what
man,
I'm saying?
Man, that's a blessing.
So, I mean, you know, and like I said, we can hook up, man, when I come down there, because I'll be down there this month, matter of fact, and man, we can get in the booth, we can get in, I don't rap, but, you know, I produce and do the mixing and engineering, you know. But, you know, like I said, the knowledge I didn't learn just even going to school, I mean, the stuff, and I shouts out to Lee Fang and his crew and T. Lou, Music Power, check them out, you know what I'm saying? Them cats right there, man, they love it. They embrace it like we do. You see what I'm saying? And that's who I fool with. You know what I'm saying? So, shouts out to them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they own it every day. They whenever they can, because I know they got 9-to-5s and everything like that. And, you know, when I come down and when they got the spare time, you know, I'm over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving my knowledge. They look to me to give them some knowledge, and they give me knowledge. You know what I mean? It's not that I got knowledge; like they give me some. So that way, I'm like, okay, yeah, we can work, man. Everybody is a team, because I don't just look at just because I got jackpot or whatever case may be, because we ain't just made it like that. You know what I'm saying? But we,
hey, man, when me and K-Nack was in the game, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody was giving up. What are you talking about? Knowledge? Man, they look at you like you had SHIT on your face. What?
Yeah.
They like, hey, man, what's that saying, y'all? Help me. Something about money. What's that saying, man? Snoop Dogg said it, y'all. And it was talking about money. And the game, what did he say? What's something about the game cost? What's the saying, guys? Come on now.
The game ain't to be sold.
Sold is to be sold. That shit like that. So when we was, people were like, you got to pay me for that. I can't just tell you that, you know? And so it was really, really hard. And let me tell you something. We didn't have no YouTube when we was coming up. We didn't have no Pandora CD outlet crap. When we started out, it was tapes and stuff back then. I'm telling you, y'all, for real.
It was.
We got all graduated onto the little CDs and stuff, but wasn't nobody doing no YouTubing and all that. We couldn't do that.
We didn't have all that because I'm 42 years old. We didn't have none of all that.
Man, we was beating the streets. We was beating the street with our feet. What?
Yeah.
Man, I was selling CDs out of my purse, my backpack, and my briefcase, and my trunk of my car. Hello, somebody.
And it's still active. And it's still to get you to that point. Because to me, it's laziness when you sit around the computer, but you got to get out and meet the people. because that way they can respect you more. I still see that game is so better to me. Regardless if you got all these avenues and these internets, it's still good to go
that's
out there and meet the people and sell your CD. So never stop that. Never stop getting your CD. This you got presentations is everything. Presentations, you got to have good presentation. You got to have good presentation. That way people buy. I mean, white folks, man, especially white folks. White folks, they buy your stuff all day. If you got
good
presentation.
Oh, we do know this. Hey, my cousin from Ricky, shout out to Ricky. He taught me that. You know, it's called crossover. Hey, crossover music.
Yeah. It's not even so much crossover. It's not even so much cross, it's just good presentation. Because when you go to school, you go to college.
But I'm saying, if you don't cross over, hold on, brother. If you don't cross over, how you going to get that good money, pretty? Hello, are you listening? You just said it out your mouth. White people are the people that buy it, so you got to cross over, pretty, to get the coin.
That's true.
You better hear what you're saying. You better understand the words that's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, I already know.
I'm just letting you know, I totally agree, but that's how you can go to a concert right now, Snoop Dogg, you're going to see a whole bunch of white people at the front.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the first one that's going to buy the tickets. I've seen stuff like that happen. Then when the dude came to Tulsa, there were so many white people at the front, I was like, man, what the heck is going on? Tripped
right.
me out.
Yeah.
But guess what? They got the money, though.
Yeah. But you might not even have the money, but you can already have the money. Do you see what I'm saying? If you go out there and apply yourself and just, it's all about sacrifice as well. You see what I'm saying? You go out there and present yourself right in the right manner. You can sell all day. You can say, not with your pants sagging, with looking like anything, a good presentation.
Like you say, your presentation.
They might not even like it. They might not even be a rap fan, but just the presentation and how you come in and how you present yourself, they'll buy your stuff all day. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I
agree. That's what we got to understand.
I'm loving how y'all, we are revealing the truth, y'all. That's one of my number one things I've always prided myself off of with my presentation. My presentation has gotten
through
so many doors.
Okay, man, if he don't think it's right, he be like, man, I'm working on this, I'm working on this, I'm working on this.
Now can he come with a tie, just clean with the Gucci bag, cat, and clean.
Hey, with the world, everything is sparkling all the way to the glasses. What you say?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can still support your brand because it's all a brand. Because once you get that brand, you can sell anything. You can sell from turkey leg to the outfit to CDs to anything.
Here's the thing, everybody. Another important thing is everybody's looking for the money, but what you don't realize until later on until you get the knowledge is that you are the money.
Hey,
when you
man.
Step into that mind frame that you are the money.
All the people will
come together.
I like
every
that.
Every day you wake up and every day
that's
you wake up, every move that you make, you have to know that you are the money.
The money.
All right.
Nothing can stop that. When you got that mentality and you respect yourself to the utmost, You can't do nothing but win.
And people gonna respect you.
I'm sitting there tripping because I'm listening to everybody talking and I'm like, damn, I got stories with everybody on this line.
Wow.
Damn, I've been grinding for a long ass time.
Yeah.
I was fortunate to grow up under some my old school brothers. They had over 19 contracts, and I'm talking about big shit. But what I was doing, I was taking all the things that was happening to them. It's like I was studying every deal that they were doing and everything that they was going through because they allowed their little brother to come in the mix and just sit there and learn the game. That's why I was able to excel so fucking far. I'm listening to this, and that's why I'm at this level that I'm at right now, and I can't take this to the grave with me. That's why I'm sharing everything with everybody and putting everybody on, because I want everybody to know that you are the money.
Yeah.
Hey,
and on top of that,
hey, I'm claiming
yeah.
that.
Don't
let the money make you. You make the money.
Make the money.
Straight up, baby.
That's right.
Everybody on this line has a passion for this music.
Straight up.
Music is the love of my life. Do you hear me?
Check this out. I got something I want y'all to know.
Love of my life. What I'm drinking on.
I'm looking for the love of my life. Little drink, little spank. That's the love of my life. Not looking for a hubby trying to be my wife. Now I'm looking for the cash. That's the love of my life. I'm looking for the love of my life. Little drink, little spank. That's the love of my life. Not looking for a bar trying to be my wife. Now I'm looking for a whip. That's the love of my life.
Now with a driver, I can drink like I'm Arthur Bach. Martini glass filling, that's off the top. Don't like to talk shop, I'd rather shop and talk. I treat them tags like I treat them clubs, pop them off. A lot of players got the game distorted. If you have to ask how much it costs, you can't afford it. Plain and simple, cut and dry, right to the chase. Cause sometimes you gotta put them higgins in their place. Everybody can't make it to the pros. Some rise to the top, others down low. Some ride in the drops, others just throw. That's the way the water flows if it ain't froze. Look at the brain on the man, quick as the game. Get the game from my mind to the pen through my hand. Then to the streets, from the speakers to the mic. That's why I'm so materialistic. I'm trying to buy the love, right?
I'm looking for the love of my life. Little drink, little spank. That's the love of my life. Not looking for a hubby trying to be my wife. Said I'm looking for the cash. That's the love of my life. I'm looking for the love of my life. Little drink, little spank. That's the love of my life. Not looking for a broad trying to be my wife. Said I'm looking for a whip. That's the love of my life.
Panamera, Porsche, Maserati, copy painted. Diamond from Chris Ayer. Too awesome, ain't it? Middle finger in the air for the disses. And Tiffany jewelry for the misses. Orange bottle champagne, teal, green, blue. Clico and Dom Perigno, we too. Turn the music up so loud it bleed through. The bang out, that's exactly what he do. He get a style from the city of Compton. Fuck the doorbell, he get the knocking on something. Whip out on these haters, get the blocking on something. Take my girl home and get the locking on something or something. Yeah, that's my ghetto mentality. I made it reality and it made me a salary. So I know just why you haters so mad at me. My life is a strategy while your life is a tragedy. That's why I'm looking.
I'm looking for the love of my life. Little drink, little spank. That's the love of my life. Not looking for a hubby trying to be my wife. Said I'm looking for the cash. That's the love of my life. I'm looking for the love of my life. Little drink, little spank. That's the love of my life. Not looking for a broad trying to be my wife. Said I'm looking for a whip. That's the love of my life.
I'm looking for the new love of my life. Being CL6, skin all tan, and with the insides, color of beef sand. It's such a beautiful sight, just like Amber Rose. The way she sits at the lights, hit a pose. I let her pause for the cause, camera shows. 50K watch just so the chips go. Jury game bananas, so they go apes. I'm making love to the money like a sex tape. I travel onward, on to the next state. They get that big cake, but no wedding day. I'm so hood rich, and love to cash out, and tear malls down, get stabs out, and throw it in the bag, and bring bags out, full throttle whips, yeah, smash out. New estates for my house, got another house. I gotta
make
money.
I'm looking for the love of my life, little drink, little spank. That's the love of my life. Not looking for a hubby trying to be my wife. Said I'm looking for the cash. That's the love of my life. I'm looking for the love of my life. Little drink, little spank. That's the love of my life. Not looking for a broad trying to be my wife. Said I'm looking for a whip. That's the love of my life. I'm not afraid to
right here on the Correction Station to play them hits, y'all. We talked about it tonight, y'all. We revealed the truth, and we broke that barrier that we are not living a lie. Everybody, when we come together, we big, we huge, we strong, we moving, and we grooving at the same time. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me. Y'all make sure you bring your ASS back next week, and we can chop it up again, because I love this type of shit right here, y'all. This is what I live for. The Get Her Show platform is worldwide. And y'all just don't know, the shit that we spit tonight is worldwide. Bigger than we know. And all we did was come together from networking with each other. It don't get no bigger than that, y'all. Hey, if music is the love of your life, this is where you should be every Sunday night. It's your boy, Mac Neasy, loving what I do.
Get heard, hear it now, on the Creation Station that plays hits you never heard.
Get heard, hear it now.
With your hosts, Nat Greenley and Marlo Hall.
Get heard, hear it now. Get heard, hear it now.
Just know, y'all, that you are the money.